Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at GFL Memorial Gardens, a crowd of 4,493 taking in the Rangers and Hounds in a pretty entertaining affair. It was a scoreless first period, and in fact, almost all the way through the second, before Marco Mignosa got his 20th of the season from Jordan Dentino and Bryce McConnell Barker with 3:14 remaining in the second. That was this game's first goal, and the Hounds would get another before the end of the second. Matthew Virgilio from Christopher Brown and Kirill Kadratsev at 18-18. So with a minute 42 left in the second, Virgilio's third of the season, it was 2-0 Sioux after 40 minutes. But the Rangers, despite playing without six regulars in their lineup, battled back in the third. Matt Sopps, 27th of the season, unassisted at 9:58, sliced the deficit to one. And then Edward Chalet with his ninth and second as a Ranger from Sopp and Carson Campbell at 16:35. And with 3:25 remaining, we had a 2-2 score. But Gavin Hayes would sneak in behind the Rangers D for his 25th of the season and sixth here in the Sioux. Kadratsev and Jacob Fraska drawing the assists, the goal coming with a minute 46 to play, and then Hayes again into an empty net would finish this one off for the Greyhounds with 38 seconds to play. 4-2 the final in favor of Sault Ste. Marie. The Rangers go 0-for-6 on the Channers power play tonight. The Sioux go 0-for-3, and the shots finish 28 apiece here in front of 4,493. Your post-game show, by the way, this is the first three-game losing streak the Rangers have suffered this season. Your post-game show is brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. We continue on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie, where the Hounds hand the Rangers their third consecutive loss. It's only the first time this season the Rangers have lost three in a row. And Paul Fixter down at ringside awaits Rangers head coach Jussi Ahokas. Let's take a look while we wait for the head coach at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. It's gone final in Saga, where the Firebirds pick up a 3-2 win over the Steelheads. They're in overtime in London, down to the final half minute, and the Peterborough Petes and London Knights are tied 2-2. London trying to win its 15th straight game. In Kingston, the Frontenacs pound the Ice Dogs by a final score of 10-0. Let's send it downstairs to Paul.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach Jussi Ahokas. And coach, how proud are you of the effort that the team put in tonight?
Oh, I think boys played their hearts out. Like, two goals what they scored, the first one, like, there were big individual mistakes, like, and we went through, and you just have to have them. But otherwise, we were from 2-0, we came to 2-2, and we're doing lots of good things. Second period, we just should have scored a little bit more. Like, the fact is, we got four power plays, we didn't score any. Like, we have to start utilizing our chances in the power play. BK was really good today. With the 5D, a lot of young boys in the lineup, they played their hearts out. McNeil, Max Dirakalov played. I thought they played a really good game for a fast-paced game like this.
Were you pleased? I know you'd wanted to slow that pace down. Were you pleased with the way the guys bought into what you're telling them to do?
Well, yeah, I thought, but then again, it was too bad. Last goal, what they scored, the third goal, like, that was exactly what. But it's individual mistakes, like, and those happen. Like, mistakes happen, and then too bad it happened like that when we played and came back to 2-2. And yeah, otherwise, I can't. Like, the guys are giving their best. Like, six guys missing. Everybody, like, how would I say, from top two lines, and still we were fighting hard.
Coach, last question I have of you. I know you made a comment before the game, and I really liked it. You talked about putting money in the bank, and that was a really good analogy, I thought. Good experience for these guys that don't have a lot of OHL playing time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's big for them to get these minutes, and too bad we didn't win that day. But they maybe learn again how the small details and how important they are, that if you want to win games. But I still, for some of the guys, like, I have to be really proud for them.
Sorry, I just want to ask you one more. Was the Mercer, was that a high stick, you think, on the non?
Well, it was a lot closer. Like, we watched it in video, and it's, you can see, we didn't have that such a good video, but it was a lot closer what it looked. First, it looked right away a straight high stick, but where it hit, it was really close.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Good effort tonight.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thanks very much, Paul. It was a good effort by the Rangers tonight, but they fall just short, 4-2 with an empty netter against the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Post-game coverage is brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in the Sioux, where the Rangers fall 4-2. Paul Fixter is rinkside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with defenseman Simon Motu, who logged an awful lot of minutes tonight with only five in the lineup. Simon, it's teams are judged on wins and losses, but tonight I want to talk about effort. How proud are you of yourself and your teammates in the effort you put in?
You know, it's we knew we were, you know, coming here short, missing top guys, top 3D, Mass, Swicker, Marty still out. There's no excuse. We said in the locker room, this is a close-knit team, and we said if we just work, we put our, you know, full effort in and see what happens. You know, no matter the score, wins or losses, like you said, we just want to work and play as a team together, and I think we did that tonight, and it's just tough luck.
Is it difficult to have different partners as a defenseman?
I've been pretty good with it over the years, playing righty, right side, left side. Just communication is the biggest thing. You know, they're all young tonight, so if I can help them out by talking and making their life easier, I think it helps.
Do you sit down before the game and talk with McNeil and, you know, even Max? Max is only about 10 games into his career, and kind of go through some of the things that you've experienced over your career?
Yeah, you know, I tell them don't be afraid to make mistakes, but also play smart. If you go glassing out and you get the puck out of our zone, even if they get it back and, you know, you don't feel like it's a good play, but it is for us. And I told those guys, you know, I'll back you up. Whatever you do, you make a mistake, I'll be there. So, you know, just try and help them and make sure they feel comfortable in the game.
What can you take out of this game tonight that you can go into tomorrow and get 2 points in Saginaw?
That we're a good team, even though we're missing some key guys. I think the belief is here in this room. You know, credit to their goalie and credit to our goalie. You know, Parr stood in his head for us, and their goalie stood in their head too. So I think tomorrow's game will be a lot better from us. Keep the same effort, maybe the score will, you know, be in our favor.
Thanks for a few minutes of your time. Good effort tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Back upstairs to you.
Thanks very much, Paul. Simon Motu with some post-game thoughts after the Rangers fall 4-2 here on the road in Sault Ste. Marie. Your post-game show for USave Flooring. We continue on City News 570.
Who blew a call? Who left it all out on the ice? Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter. Break it down on City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here at GFL Memorial Gardens as we wrap things up for the evening. But we still have an opportunity before we check back in on Paul Fixter's fixes in from the beginning of our broadcast tonight, part of our pregame show brought to you by City Cabs. We'll get to that in a moment. Right now it's time for your three stars of this game, your three stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Third star of this game with three assists on the night, Kirill Kudryavtsev picks up third star honors in this game. Second star with a goal and an assist for the Kitchener Rangers, Matthew Sopp. And with two goals, including the game winner and the empty netter to ice it, Gavin Hayes of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Those are your three stars. Hayes, Sopp, and Kudryavtsev, the three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We'll take a final break. Come back and wrap on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, the bus is warming up as we speak, and a trip across the border awaits. And I know our bus driver, Mike the Moose Reeves, is about as good as they get in this league, but he's feeling a little frisky today, knowing he's got to make this drive across roads that tend to have some wildlife in the middle of the night, and it's going to be a late arrival in Saginaw. So we won't spend long here, Paul Fixter, and we'll get onto that bus and get moving as quickly as we can. But kudos to you, 3 for 3 on the fix is in for City Cabs here tonight. The Rangers did lose their third in a row for the first time this season. Two defensemen took penalties. You figured that would happen, and it's hard not to. And Matt Sopp and or Carson Rakoff got on the score sheet. Sopp with his 27th of the season tonight. I'm not sure you take a lot of comfort in being right on, you know, losses and penalties, but it's kind of what we expected tonight.
Yeah, and I would have rather been 2 for 3, and the Rangers wouldn't have got that third loss. But, Mike, that aside, I really applaud them on the effort that they put forth. I thought Jackson Parsons gave them a chance to win. He was outstanding in the net. You know, the money in the bank comment by the coach before the game was very applicable. These guys all played. You know, Arquette got ice time, and McNeil, and Max Diakolo is still really a young player in this league, no question about it. I think that was his 10th game. I think the effort was tremendous. They gave themselves a chance, and in the end, they just came up a little bit short. Talked with Cameron Mercer as I was finishing the interviews. He was on the bike, staying loose, getting lactic acid out, and I said, how close was it? And he says, I think it wasn't a high. That's why I asked the coach, and he said it was closer than we thought. It certainly looked high from up here, but at ice level, it's a different vantage point, and Cameron Mercer believes it was a goal.
You ready for the Mackinac Bridge tonight? I'm not, Fixie. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to curl up in the fetal position.
Yeah, it's dark, so there's not a lot to see anyways. But it's a beautiful part of the country, people. If you want to come up here, even at this time of year, it was 4 degrees today up here. It was fantastic.
And so, there are some fine, fine people up here, isn't there?
There really are. It's, you know, and I think it kind of came through in that that interview that we did with Brad Flynn at the second period intermission. I mean, he just has wonderful memories of his time up here. And he was really young, but he has just great memories and loves coming back here. As he mentioned, a lot of former players have moved back into this community.
The Rangers on the road tomorrow night in Saginaw. Last time they were there, the Spirit beat them 8-2, and that was before the Spirit traded for virtually every player that was available on the market this year, including OHL champion Owen Beck. That game tomorrow night, we hope you'll join us for the broadcast. We'll kick things off with our pregame show at 6:30 Saturday from the Dow Event Center in Saginaw. It's a 4-2 loss for the Rangers here in Sault Ste. Marie tonight. Kitchener's third straight loss. First time all season they've dropped 3 in a row. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Friday night from GFL Memorial Gardens in Sault Ste. Marie.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.